Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program 381. Listen closely, and if you believe that you need to listen to it again and again, or as a reminder, because we're saved, by the continuing on in the Lord, if we continue to the end. And the reproof, or the rehearing of the word of the Lord, is the actual way into the kingdom of heaven. So we have to see, it's the way of life. Jesus is the way of life, and Jesus is the word of God. And so if you want to continue on to the end, you have to hear the reproof of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord over and over again, because the human brain is made out of dirt. And it doesn't have a very good memory. It has a memory for things that were done wrong unto you, or certain things to stick out during your lifetime, and they'll be played back to you, you know, within a fraction of a second judgment. But in order for you to continue on in the Lord, you have to hear the word of God over and over again in the Spirit, so that that's called the reproving of the word of the Lord is the actual way of life, or the way into the kingdom of heaven. So try to remember that. We've got music. We've got testimonials, possibly. Depends on how the Lord leads. And we definitely have a strong factual message from God Almighty. You may hear all kinds of versions, but this is the real thing, the real deal. So, but right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise Your holy name, because You revealed the mysteries of God unto us. Your mysteries, Lord, belong to those who seek for them. The things of the Lord are hidden from those that are not interested in seeking for them. But, Lord, You reveal them to those, all those who search them out. This is Your way. It's the glory of the Lord, of You, Father, to hide things. And it's the glory of the kings of this earth. That means You've made us a kingdom of kings, spiritual kings that believe in You, and priests not like religious priests like Catholics or things like that, but Lord, priests that are able to contact You. The high priest in the Jews, the Jewish high priest, was the only one able to contact You, or to go into the most holy of holies to contact You. Anyone else that would attempt to do that would be struck dead. But now we, by virtue of You, Jesus, living in us, was Your Father by the Spirit, are able to contact You to by our Spirit, through Your Spirit. We are able to get to Your throne by Your Spirit, living in our spirit, and we can contact You and have conversation with You. The middle wall of partition has been broken down, which that middle wall partition was sin. You will not communicate with those that have that middle wall partition. You won't talk to them. You will not enter them. But Jesus, You broke that middle wall of partition down by not ever sinning, because the whole world was lost because Adam sinned. He disobeyed You. And now Jesus came into the world to be the obedient man. You wanted mankind to rule the world for You. And now everything went into chaos, confusion. There was now there's wars and rumors of wars. There's all kinds of devastation. There's these different twisters, there's earthquakes, there's tsunamis, there's every kind of disease in the world, because the world is out of order, because no man could rule over Satan, to say no to Satan, to flee from the very appearance of evil, because that's Your commandment. You don't want us to stand in the light of temptation and just gaze at it. You want us to flee from it, so that we could continue on in being saved to the very end. No one did that, and so the world was in chaos and confusion for around 6,000 years, until or 5,000 years until Christ came. Then Christ ruled the world for you, and in him we are commanded to rule the world, and not by our own way, but by the way your word tells us to do that. It causes us to believe that we have to read the world in order to know how to rule over ourselves, to command ourselves to be ruled by the Holy Spirit, but that we are the masters of that. We are not robots. We must do as you say, to seek the Lord so the Spirit will be with us, so that we won't sin. We're not to sit idle, because that is not your instruction on the way to life. We're to be busy, not doing our own thing, but busy doing your commandments. Lord, I pray that you bring this out thoroughly, completely in this message tonight, and whatever other message you want brought out. I ask it, Father God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now, I don't remember if the stamps and J.D. Sumner are on this next to this song here that I'm singing, but I think they're not. It's another group of people, Jeannie Fricke and some other people that made it real big. She was just a background singer at the time. But it's something, we got to work on the building. Now, as I said before, the building, God has one building, and there's many offices in it. We all have our own office. Some of us have been called to and chosen to rule. All of us have been called to rule, but there's some that have been given charge over the church. And we all have to work in unison for one cause, and that is to make the building work, to get the building, build the building. Because the building is made out of pearls, gold, and precious stones. And we are those precious stones. The apostles are the pearls. The gates are all made out of pearl, and the streets are paved with gold. And here we are. Let's all do it, working on the building.
I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, battle for my love. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm holding up the heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. My reward, well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, battle for my love. Well, I ever get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, my reward. Well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the bloodstain, battle for my love. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the blessing, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. Well, I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. Well, I'm holding up the blessing, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired. We're working on a building. Well, I'll hold up heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, my reward.
My reward, yeah. Okay, yeah, we're not to ever get tired working on the building. The Bible says, weary not. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those that weary not in well-doing. You don't get tired of well-doing. I've been serving the Lord now for almost 43 years. And the Bible says that we're not to weary in well-doing. Because, so Moses served for 40 years, but I've been serving for 42 years and almost 43 years, and I'm still not weary of fighting the devil because I hate Satan. And the Bible says that if we don't have the hatred of Satan in us, well, then we're none of his. Amen?
Amen.
We don't belong to the Lord if we don't hate Satan. You know, I don't hate people, but I hate the things that Satan is having them do. Now, the Lord says that he hated a person. Esau have I hated. Amen?
Amen.
Well, so it's not wrong to hate. You're to hate, eschew evil, okay, as Job did. Okay, so, like the Lord, he ordered us to rule the world. He ordered Adam and Eve to rule the world and not to let Satan come into the garden. He says, keep the garden. In other words, when he says, keep your soul, that means don't let anything enter into your soul. Don't let laziness or getting weariness or any of these things, being weary, enter into your garden. Each one of us is a garden, and we have to keep that garden. He says, guard that with all your heart, soul, mind, because it's your very life. That's where you're, the body that you're living in is not your life. It's not going anywhere if the spirit doesn't enter back into it after you're dead. You're dead. And people, all of us could die at any time. We could die right now, this minute, this second. But if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord living in you and working in and through you, letting God, Christ, live his life out in you, well, then you're not going to make it in. And the Bible says that people will know that. It'll be a revelation when they see the Son of Man coming with all of his glory and all of the saints. The revelation is going to come that you're going to be burning in the lake of fire forever. And it's going to be like the worst kind of torture that ever happened. Because he didn't have enough mercy in you with your lazy self to attempt to win souls, to do everything in your power, to with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. So the Lord calls us to rule. Well, first of all, over our own body, because the body is that we lived in when we were sinning is the same body that we're living in now. And it got used to lusting over this or that, gold, silver, the opposite sex, or even the same sex today. People have become so satanic that they even, women are like lusting after women. And men after men is the most nauseating thing. And when the Lord comes back and they see him coming in the eastern sky, everybody does. Every eye shall see him. Even blind people's eyes will be opened because that's how powerful God is. You're going to see him coming back and there's going to be such shame and such sorriness. And they're going to say, oh, let us have another chance. You can't have another chance because the end of time is now. And you have to repent now. And the Lord said that there's not going to be any rapture until immediately after the tribulations. And it says it in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew and also in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. We're going to see that man of perdition, the man of sin, the lawless one. There's no law anymore. They made up their own rules. And the Lord says that we're supposed to rule not according to these antichrist fatherless children that are in this world today, but we're to rule according to the Word of God, because the Word of God is God. And the Word of God became flesh. God actually came into this world in the flesh of the man, Jesus Christ. And he showed us that the God is not arbitrary or, fictitious, but he showed us that he was God because he never broke one law of God. He never sinned. And these people are twisting the law of God. That's why this big revival that you see is a phony revival in this world, because they're believing satanic, antichrist, unscriptural doctrine that the law is done away with. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. When we get saved, we're not under the law anymore. That means that we don't have to pay the penalty for the sins that we committed in the past. But what it means also is that if we break the law again, because the law is still there, the Lord never came to destroy it, then there remains no more salvation for us unless you did it ignorantly. So, those of you that know that you've done evil things, if you did it ignorantly, don't, like my wife, former wife Susie said, don't lay there in the pig pen, in the mud, in the sow's dung, Even a pig will get up and shake itself off and continue on. Confess your sins and repent and start working on the building, because there's an office for you in that building if you want it. If you're not going to be weary and well-doing, if you're going to be working on the building, that means recruiting others to be part of the body of Christ, to be part of that building, to be part of the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. It happens to be the Jerusalem. All throughout the Bible it talks about Jerusalem, that the Jews, the real tree, the real godly tree, is the true olive tree, which is symbolic of the Jewish nation, which is symbolic of Jesus. Jesus, the Jew, the world's greatest Jew. So you have to be a member of that. And Jesus never sat around idle. He worked all the time, and he ruled. He would not let Satan tempt him, and he would not let Satan live in other people's bodies if they requested for him to cast them out. And so he did cast them out, showing that he had power over the devil. And if the same Spirit of God, it's still the same Spirit of Christ lives in you, then you have power, the same power that Christ had to cast out devils and even to do greater things than him. Just like I said in the last message, now there are a lot of people that are saved, they're Christians, but they don't even know it, because they don't accept the power of God that's in them to rule. Okay? They really have no idea that they become new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no way that you could possibly tell them that, because they're so dull of hearing. They're so gone. They haven't served the Lord ever since they've been saved. They've never known the reason why God came into the world, or how God at creation created them to rule over Satan, to not let Satan come into the world. God wouldn't let Satan rule heaven. He threw him to earth. He created man out of the dirt of the ground to show how easy it was to rule over Satan, to cast him out. So he made blew his own breath into a man made out of dirt. He's showing Satan that even dirt is more powerful than him when the Spirit of God is in him. And so most Christians don't even care about anything like that, and so they don't even realize what the meaning of Christianity is all about, is to rule. Amen?
Amen.
Now, God desired a ruling man, a man to rule the world and to rule over Satan, to smash him, to destroy him. A man to rule, a man who would rule upon this very earth that we're on right now. Then he would be, God would be satisfied. God is not satisfied if you're just sitting around letting Satan pull you into every kind of satanic lust that there is. And you say, well, God knows that we're weak. Yes, he does. And that's why he said he wants you to become a new creature, for him to live within you, so that you can have his power living in you, so that you have the power to continue on. And he gave us the Bible so that we can look and see the way that the Lord wants us to rule. Now, the Antichrist is ruling the exact opposite of what God says in his word. He's murdering people, but the Lord says, thou shalt not murder. The original writing does not say thou shalt not kill, because it's obvious that the Lord had people kill. Amen?
Amen?
He had them kill thousands of heads of cattle for burnt offering sacrifices, and he actually charged them into war to defend Israel. Okay? And so it's obvious that it's all right to defend yourself, to rule. Now, this is, oh my God, this is so antichrist to some people out in the world, because they don't read the Bible. And so they're not going to rule, they're going to go along with the antichrist. Now, it's all right, they think, to send your sons and daughters into battle to kill overseas people that are innocent, but they don't. But the Christian that is supposed to be Christian doesn't think that it's okay to defend your own family. That's crazy.
Amen.
The liars in this the town of Falk said that they we are stopping people coming up to a street over here, that only the people of the church belong on that street. That's all. And from what I understand from a woman named Melanie, that this the street was never part of the city. The city rejected making the street because they didn't want to pave it or build curbs and gutters there. So actually, it isn't a city street, according to Melanie, who worked in the city hall there for a long time, and she was the one actually that was running it. But anyway, we would have never stopped anyone from coming up there, but they were shooting guns into our church, shooting bullets into the church, and using racial slurs. This town used to be the capital of the Ku Klux Klan, this town of Falk, Arkansas. And so they used, they're using all kinds of slanderous remarks, you know, to try to recruit a mob. And the government doesn't do anything about it to come against us. So I had to hire security guards to defend my children and everybody else's children up here. And some people are thinking, oh, that's wrong. Well, let me tell you that all the Christian leaders that I know have security guards all over the place. And Walmart has security guards. Everybody I know nowadays has security guards because we're living in perilous times when people are lovers of their own self rather than the law of God. Amen?
Amen.
To keep the commandments or to seek the Lord or attempt to build the building of the Lord. We have to resist Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we don't believe in carnal weapons whatsoever, but I'm just saying the Jews over there, you attack their kids over there and they're going to get you. And they're God's chosen people. And so people ought to know, you know, that the Bible, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen?
Amen. All right. So the only difference in the New Testament is God became different then because he never lived through the process of human life. He entered into a man, and he came and God lived the process of human life so that he's able to understand completely, and so that we can rely on that. He understands the trials and tribulations and the hurt and the tragedy and all the things that are going on because man is out of order now, and so there's chaos and confusion all over the world, on the earth, just like it was before God created it. So when people get out of God's creation, there's chaos, confusion. It's the whole world is in chaos now. Nobody knows from one minute to the next whether they're going to drop an A-bomb on us. And the idiots that the Vatican, that are following the Vatican's advice, here in the United States, we become the Vatican's muscle to go and rule other countries, not under the word of God that he wants us to rule in a kind way, in a more gentler way, but we're to go and murder people so that there can be what they call democracy, which is nothing more than dictatorship. This is a devise, a scheme that the Vatican dreamed up years ago, democracy. In other words, they want to rule the world. Satan powers that organization and the different governments of the world now and the media to rule the world for Satan. But we as Christians, and if you don't believe the Bible, well, then you're going to hell. And the Lord, you're going to be sorry when he appears in the eastern sky. And he comes back, you're going to be one of the ones that are praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on you to hide you from the wrath of the Lamb of God. And so God sends people like myself into this world to tell you he wants you to rule according to God's rules and regulations. Amen?
Amen.
We're not people that are on the attack. We are defensive. We defend ourselves against the devil.
Amen.
All right? But, you know, like we are not packing guns. We don't have guns on our property at all.
Amen.
I won't even allow people, the children, to play with squirt guns or toy guns or anything like that because that would give them an excuse to kill them, just like they killed all those people over at Waco that weren't doing anything wrong, to my knowledge. They've never come up with anything. They wouldn't even let the press get near because they didn't want to... the press to see him playing these slaughtered rabbits and playing, you know, these boots are made for walking. Nancy Sinatra is a very good friend of mine, and she was in my catalog when I had the Alamo of Nashville, and she probably just hated it when she heard that record being played at that obvious satanic or Roman Catholic slaughter of born-again Christians. All right, so God wants people to rule the way he wants them to rule. Amen?
Amen.
So how did God create man? Anybody know how to answer that one? He created man in his own likeness, his own image. God wanted a man like himself, not like a homosexual, which is totally against the word of God, not like a fornicator, not like a lesbian, not like a porn star or people that love to look at him, not as a thief, not as a liar, but like himself. God created a man in his own likeness, his own image. God wanted a man like himself, a man that rules. Not a homosexual or somebody that is effeminate, that puts some eyeliner and all these different things. He wants a woman to wear dresses. He wants a man to wear pants. So many times today you can't tell the difference between a man or a woman. They're wearing so much makeup, these guys, and they wear women's clothes, and women wear men's clothes and wear butch haircuts, and I mean, this is against the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Why are we to define that a man is not supposed to wear women's clothes and a woman is not to wear men's clothing? How do you accept it? That's just simple. Amen?
Amen.
It's an abomination to the Lord. He made women to be women and men to be men. Amen?
Amen.
It's very evident then that man's position in God's creation is entirely unique. It's different than anything else. It's different than the Antichrist, the one world church, the one world government, the beast, these three frog-like spirits, the spirit of the false prophet, the beast, which is the governments of the world, the one world government, United Nations, the stink pots. And the media, the lying, filthy, lying media. For among all God's creatures, man alone was created in God's image. He didn't make a dog look like man, okay, or any other creature. And the man that God's heart was set upon was completely different from all other created beings. He was a man in his own, in God's own, in God's own image. You can notice here something quite remarkable. Verse 26 states, quote, "Let us," in other words, plural, all us people here, us God. There's three of us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is only one God. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness," unquote. But verse 27 says, quote, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them," unquote. In verse 26, the pronoun, quote, "our," unquote, is plural, because, but in verse 27, quote, "his," unquote, "his" is singular. That means it's just one God. Even though it's us, it's we. Okay, the body of Christ is many, many bodies. Many, it's corporate body, but we're all one.
Amen.
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 Uno. One body, one building, one church, one spirit, one God, one Savior. During the conference of the Godhead, where God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one God, were conversing with each other and having a conference. Verse 26 says, quote, "Let us make man in our image." Therefore, according to proper grammar, verse 27 should say, "So God created man in their own image," unquote. But strangely, verse 27 says, "So God created him in his own image." Amen?
Amen.
Unquote. Now, can we explain this? It is because there are three in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet only one has the image of Godhead. the Godhead. The Son is the one that has the image. Because we could see Jesus, if you were here on earth during the time that he walked this earth, he was a man. So it was easy for people to be able to say, yeah, this is the image of God. Like us. It wasn't like a dog. Amen. Or else he would have been preaching, a dog would be preaching to us. And then we'd have to go to hell or go down beneath or just back to dirt after we died. But we don't. We either go to heaven or hell, the Lord said. God said. When the Godhead was designing man as a creation of God, the Bible indicates that man would be made in both our image, since they are all one, quote, our image, unquote, was mentioned, but when the Godhead was in the natural process of making man, the Bible says that man was made in his image, quote, his, unquote, image, quote, his, unquote, denotes the Son. From this, we ascertain that Adam was made in the image of the Lord Jesus. Adam did not precede the Lord Jesus. He wasn't before Jesus. Jesus made him out of the dirt of the ground. Amen?
Amen.
With the Father, by the Spirit. So Jesus was before Adam. Jesus was before Moses. Jesus was in the beginning. There was nothing before or after. I mean, God has always been. Jesus has always been throughout eternity. Throughout all eternity before he created the world and forever. So the Lord Jesus. Now, thus, Lord Jesus preceded him when God created Adam. He created him in the image of the Lord Jesus. It is for this reason, the Bible says, quote, in his image, unquote, rather than in their image. Get it?
Amen.
God's purpose is to gain a group of people who are like his Son. His Son. Not Rome or the devil's son, like this world is being run today. God, it's because people don't know, they're not, they don't think of themselves as being crazy. They think he just say the prayer and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and all this phony stuff. That isn't what the Lord wants. He wants you to roll. Amen.
Amen.
All this phony baloney. Thank you, Jesus. And then they just do their own thing. That isn't Christianity. And that's what's turning the whole world off from Christianity. They're mocking it today. God's purpose is to gain a group of people who are like his Son. When we read Romans 8:29, we find God's purpose because those whom he foreknew, he knew them from before the world was ever created. Amen?
Amen.
Before Adam was ever created. I'm sure he thought about him and was going to eventually make him because he knows all things at the ending of all things, the same time that he begins to even think about him. So he foreknew. Because these whom he foreknew, he also predestinated. And he predestinated them to be conformed to the image of his Son. His Son was a ruler and is a ruler to this day. All heaven and earth, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. And if you're in him, the building, if you're in him, the Christ, if you're in him, the ruler of the whole universe, then you're a ruler. You're not a simple Simon wishy-washy garbage basket. Amen?
Amen.
So he predestinated them to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be, as the Bible says, the firstborn among many people like himself, the firstborn among many brothers. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so God desires to have many sons, and God desires all these sons to be like that one son of his, the first one. And all the others are the same, Jesus said, all of those of you that believe in me, greater things will you do. You'll do what I do, and greater things will you do than I have done. You're going to rule. Amen? Over your own self. You're not going to just let people put some kind of other image into your mind or your heart or your soul. You're going to rule as God says to rule. If you don't read the Bible, you don't know that, and so you're going to rule just like the Antichrist rules. And all those that are ruling as the Antichrist rules is going to be spending eternity in hell in the lake of fire. How about that?
Amen.
And that's the Bible.
Amen.
That's what God's rulership says. He rules by his word, and God desires all these sons to be that one son of his. So you're like him, and he's the head and you're the body. You're just like him. Oh, there's silence? Is there an amen? Is anybody
amen.
Alive in here? Okay. Just like him. These sons are to be like that one son. Then his son will no more be the only begotten of the Father, but the firstborn among many brethren, many rulers. Amen?
Amen.
God's desire is to gain such a group of people. That's what he wants. If we see this, we will realize the precious, the preciousness of man. Man is something else if God's living in him. But if he's not living them, what are they? They're trash. The Lord says that they're chaff to be burnt. Because the only preciousness in man is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
As if you're a ruler. If you're not a ruler, then you're chaff. You may sit in the church and think you're going to get by with it, but the Lord knows how to pull a person like Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy the rest of them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so God doesn't think like man. And it's for sure man doesn't think like God unless you read the Bible and make yourself think like him. I mean, if life eternal is precious to you, then you're going to read the Word and make yourself live according to it, not according to the Pope or some other weasel. Okay?
Amen.
Oh, my God, how does he have the guts to say that the Pope is a weasel? Because he is.
Amen.
Amen. And because God says so, and the Lord expects me to say so. Okay?
Amen.
Otherwise, I'd be as queer as the Pope. Okay? And you ain't going to find me to be any queer.
Amen.
Okay? So, the preciousness of man when he's filled with the Spirit of God. And we will rejoice whenever man is mentioned. Because, every man is made in the image and likeness of the Lord. I saw the Lord with my eyes wide open. And so when I looked at him, I thought I'd be afraid when I'd see God, if I ever did. When I saw him, it was I wanted to be so close to him, it was unbelievable. Because he looked just like, because I could tell it was God. And the Bible says, no man has seen God. No man. Well, they did see him in the flesh, though, when he was here on earth. Thousands of people saw Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But it says, no man can see God and live. That's right. You cannot live anymore if you want to see God. You have to end your old life and start thinking the way he does and doing the things he does. So if you die out to your own self, you can see God. Amen?
Amen.
But you can't see God if you're still dead in your sins and trespasses. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so we will rejoice whenever a man is mentioned. How God values man. Even he himself became a man. God's plan is to gain man. And to reject anyone that doesn't accept any man that doesn't accept him. When man is gained by God, in other words, when we begin doing what he says, when we let him live in us and live his life out in us, God's plan is accomplished. Now, Adam frustrated God's plan by letting Satan enter into him, his wife and him. It is by man that God's plan is fulfilled. He says, I came to fulfill God's plan. Amen?
Amen.
His law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus living in man. Okay, to rule,
Amen.
Not just to sit around idle. What do you think, that God just saved you for nothing? And then people are saying, well, we're not saved to do works. James says, I'll show you my faith. We're saved by faith. He says, I'll show you my faith by my works,
Amen.
By God's works in me. Paul said, I did more works than all the other apostles put together, but yet not I. It was God, Christ in me,
Amen,
that did the work. But I had to read, I had to seek God to find out what it was that he wanted me to do. And when I found out, I did it. Amen?
Amen.
And through man, his own need, God's own need is met. What's that? To be the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because Christ is a polygamist. It takes many millions of people to make up his body. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my God, I'm saying things that are so strange. Read the Bible instead of just thinking for yourself, because the Bible says that your mind is made out of dirt, everything in you is made out of dirt, and man's ways are not God's ways. He said, God said his ways are higher than man's ways. And let every man be called a liar, but let God be the truth. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God is the truth, so if you want to know the truth, you have to read the Word. Or listen to somebody like me, and if you're listening to me, I'm going to tell you to read the Word to see if I'm right.
Amen.
Amen. You'll find out that I am.
Amen.
Okay, so, and through man, his own need is met. God has a need. He wants you to, he wants to live in you. It isn't just Christ that lives in you, because remember, it's only one God. If Christ is living in you, so is God the Father and the Holy Spirit. They don't separate out. Amen?
Amen.
When Jesus died on the cross, God was right there in him,
Amen.
As well. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in that man. So God's need is met. What does God require from the man whom he created? It's that man should rule Zebelt, rule the world. Buster says, like, he's got a little dog, and he says, every time I raise my voice on these tapes, the dog jumps up, spins around two or three times in the air, then it runs underneath the couch. So I imagine, Buster, your dog is really going through it right now. All right. So God created man. He did it, did not predestinate man to fall. When he made man, he didn't want him to fall away from ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
Does it say that? He wanted him to rule.
Amen.
And he wanted, they didn't want chaos, confusion, tsunamis, earthquakes, violent storms, all this disease on the earth. You wanted to be led by Satan, and so that's what's happening to you all. Amen?
Amen.
God didn't predestinate man to go through all this. Man's fall is in chapter 3 of Genesis, not chapter 1. Chapter 1 says God said everything was good. Amen.
Amen.
Then in chapter 3, Satan, man listened to Satan, and then everything was bad. And so God, being a good God and merciful to his creation and his purpose, made up the plan of salvation so that there'd be one man, the last Adam, that would come into this world and be faithful to God, and so that everything would be brought from chaos and confusion, from fear of death, into peace, tranquility, happiness, satisfaction. Okay, and that only happens in God, when God enters into you. Christ, his Father, the Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
So in God's plan to create man, he did not predestinate man to sin. He wanted him to rule over sin, over the devil. But people are just so, Satan is an inferior spirit, and people just want to listen to him. Because everybody else, not me, man, okay, woman,
Amen.
I don't let that weasel reign over me. I don't like weakness. I hate weakness. Okay? I love God's power in me. So he didn't predestinate man to sin. Neither did he ordain redemption. Mm-mm. I'm not minimizing the importance of redemption. God forbid. But I'm only saying that redemption was not foreordained by God in the first chapter of Genesis. If man would have done what he said, there'd be no need to redeem him. Redeem him from what? Rulership? No, that's what he wanted him to do. Amen?
Amen.
If it were then that way, man would have to sin. He didn't have to sin. God did not foreordain this. He did not foreordain sin. In God's plan, he created man. Man was ordained to rule.
Amen.
Okay, Buster's dog. And all the other dogs out there, you know, we're like dogs if we don't accept Christ. Amen.
Amen.
This is revealed to us in Genesis 1:26. Here God unveils to us his desire and tells us the secret of his plan. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Dominion. And over the cattle. Dominion. And over all the earth, all the earth, all the dirt, the sea, everything here in this world. Amen?
Amen.
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Isn't that plain?
Amen.
He doesn't want sex or Satan or lust to rule you. You're to immediately rule over it in you, or you won't have the confidence to rule the world, and therefore nobody is. Except possibly me. Because I'm speaking out, and they threaten to kill me every day of my life. This is God's purpose in creating man. That's what it is to rule, okay? You got to start out with yourself. Many people ask why God has such a purpose. The purpose is because an angel of light rebelled against God before man's creation and became the devil. Satan sinned and fell. Then day star became the enemy of God. Isaiah 14:12-15, God therefore withdrew his authority from the enemy, which was Lucifer, and now is the devil, and put the authority instead into the hand of man, no longer in devil's hand. The reason God created man is that man may rule in the place of Satan. Lucifer, that is. What abounding power we see in God's creation of man. Not only does God desire that man should rule, but he marks out a specific area for man to rule. We see this is Genesis 1:26. What is that? Let him have dominion over the fish. So we got dominion over the fish. Now in Christ, though, fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Everything. Now, God gives out authority to those that keep it. If you don't keep your authority, well, then you don't even know you're a Christian. And you don't know what purpose you've been called for. And this is the purpose, and it's in the Bible. And if you don't receive this from the Word of God, well, then you're nothing. You're part of the Antichrist movement. Quote, all the earth, unquote. is the dominion of man's rule. Not only did God give man dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and the cattle, but he further required that man should rule over, quote, all the earth. The area where God desired man to rule is the earth. He didn't give dominion to the devil. When the Lord says you're not to be a homosexual, this government here says you gotta, yeah, you cannot say these things from the Bible. Now, would that be God or the devil that would say that?
The devil.
Right. And it's all right to commit fornication and adultery, but anything that is of the Lord, they say it's wrong. Even they condemn marriage. This is the doctrine of devils, the Bible says. Now, well, how can this government is stronger than God? No, you have to stand up and say what God says and don't listen to them. Now, we're supposed to listen to traffic rules and regulations and things like that, but when they come against the Word of God, you're to rebuke them because you have the power and dominion. The Word of God has power and dominion over everybody. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Man is especially related to the earth. Not only in his plan to create man was God's attention focused upon the earth, but after God made man, he clearly told him that he was to rule over the earth. Verse 27 and 28 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Now they're saying, no, there's got to be birth control. Opposite of God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, there's they say there's not enough oil. No, they're the ones that are causing no oil. They restricted oil drilling in this country. And they make it look as though we don't have any. I'm sure we've got more than Arabia and all those other countries. But they're using the word ecology to stop the drilling of oil. So God blessed them, and God said, be unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. There's people dying every second. And the Lord wants people to be born every second, okay? And to subdue the world. That means take power and dominion over it. My time is up. And so I've got to invite you, according to the Word of God, to be part of God's dominion over the entire earth and over everything. You don't take dominion over the fish and the fowl. We hear porpoises are chewing people up in the sea now. There's chaos and confusion. The Jews are preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Lions are coming down into the cities and bears, and they're tearing people up. Because you don't listen to God, you don't have power and dominion over any of these things. So those of you that would like to take the purpose, accept the purpose that God called you for, say this prayer to God. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away all the former filthy sins that I committed. And I pray that God, I believe that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead, right up from among the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all the filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me and drown them in the sea of your forgetfulness and never remember them against me anymore. Lord, I know that you will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, you didn't hate man. Satan hates man and puts hatred for you in them. You give people an alternative because you love them. You want them to be saved. Now, Father, let them say, therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say that. just praise and thank the Lord and give glory to Him for showing you the way into heaven, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus. Religions are of the devil, salvation is of the Lord. Praise the Lord for salvation. Praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell the people in Radio Land four different ways to receive a copy of this program, number 381. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free of charge, and including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Now, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying that all those that continue on, I mean, as I keep riding on to the end, shall be saved. Only those that continue to the end. And here's one of my world's favorite singers, Peg Springer, meant to sing right on, King Jesus, to the end.
Man can hinder me. Why?